Here comes Peter Cottontail, hopping down the bunny trail, hippity hopping, Easter's on its way.
Ah, Easter. It's like, why are we talking about a bunny? What's the connection? I knew there had to be one. Happy Easter weekend as we get to Patrick in Scottsdale wants to talk about countertops. 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you as we clear a call. It's your opportunity to get on the line. Yes, sir.
Yeah, good morning. We put in some new quartz countertops about a year ago, and we're finding that it's some discoloration around the sink area. And they seem to, if we drop something like red wine on it, if we don't wipe it up right away, it stains. So is this unusual? How do we prevent it? And how do we how do we eliminate the discoloration?
Well, so much of it depends on the actual product the counter's made of. And you're confident it is a quartz aggregate as opposed to quartzite, the actual real stone?
I believe it's aggregate.
You think it's aggregate?
But I don't know for sure.
Okay. Well, it's a little unusual. One of the things that we promote about quartz is that it is so color fast and it is so resistant to staining. Have you reached out to the contractor who installed it or the supplier where the product came from and asked them to take a look at the situation?
No, we have not yet. We've just kind of noticed it the last couple of months. So,
okay.
So no, we haven't done that.
Okay. Well, Patrick, that would be the first thing I would do. Let's find out what the product is. There's probably 30 or 40 different brands of quartz or quartz type man-made surfaces that it could be made out of. Let's find out what it is. Let's see what their manufacturer maintenance schedule is. White wine is kind of like the enemy of most countertops. It is the one that will etch and stain the most different types of products. But let's start there. Let's find out what it is and go from there. Call who installed it for you, and let's find the supplier and take it from there. Because really, on the topic of countertops, we're asked all the time, what is the product of choice? And quartz, we're, for every natural stone top we're doing right now, we'll do 9 quartz tops. And it's simply because they're permanently sealed. You can hardly harm them at all. They are so low maintenance, and the grain patterns have become so authentic that for the untrained eye, you almost mistake it. You can easily mistake it for a polished stone piece. So quartz is by far and away the number one most popular countertop we're installing in kitchens at all levels, the good level, the better level, the best, and the luxury level. It's the predominant material choice.
And for a long time, DuPont was really kind of had that market hold. And I don't know if they still may or still may not, but don't y'all use Cambria now?
A lot of Cambria.
All mined out of their own quarry that they own in Canada. And they have a beautiful showroom on I-10 somewhere like around 60.
Yeah,
it might be farther west than that.
It's a good product. Family-owned operation, like quarried in Canada, but manufactured in Minneapolis and shipped here. We use a lot of Cambria. That is one of the brands that we see a lot of, absolutely. Hey, I said I would get to this F-stop conversation that apparently a couple of people have been waiting on. And it's the efflorescence. It's that fuzz that you get on your concrete and on your masonry, particularly in Arizona, after a moisture event. And it's salt, it's minerals that are coming out of the masonry or concrete product. You know, we don't call this the Salt River Valley for no reason. if you would just start a hike up the Salt River bed past Lake Roosevelt, as you get on to the White Mountain Apache Indian Reservation, just at the foot of Sombrero Peak, there is what historically there was a fairly significant salt deposit, salt mine. And that salt is very rich, not only in the water that comes down the Salt River, but in the hundreds of years of that salt rinsing over the what's now the dry Salt River bottom. All that salt was sitting in the sand and the aggregates that we make concrete, cement, and block out of.
And salt was used for food storage.
Absolutely.
By the Army for years. Those salt locations were actually on U.S. Army maps as a source to go and preserving food as they're
absolutely
out on the, controlling their uninhabited Southwest.
When our masonry products get wet and then the sun comes out, that moisture migrates to whatever's the warmest, driest surface. So those south-facing masonry walls, concrete slabs that are exposed to the south, as those dry, the other moisture that's left in the block or in the slab migrate to that position. As that moisture migrates to that position and evaporates, it leaves whatever deposits it's carrying on the surface, and that looks like kind of a white, powdery mold. We call it efflorescence, and it is primarily salt deposits. You can rinse it off, hose it off, pressure wash it off. Be careful about not pressure washing too hard. You don't want to be pressure washing your mortar joints in a block wall. You can rinse it with vinegar. And if it's a painted surface, there's actually paint manufacturers that make paint products. A manufacturer right here in town by the name of Dunn Edwards, that's been prominent paint provider in the Valley and in Arizona for years, has a product that's called F-Stop, E-F-F Stop. It does a fabulous job of, use that as the primer and use a good acrylic exterior paint over the top of that, and it will solve the problem on painted surfaces. On unpainted surfaces, I'm going to tell you the best solution is eliminate whatever is the source of moisture. If it's an irrigation system, if it's a neighbor, I'm going to start taking pictures down Thunderbird. There's a wall there where they've got the yard so high above the dually fence that the entire dually fence for like 200 feet is about ready. It's going to come down any day because it just efflorescence to the point where it's rotten. She's coming down.